Welcome, everybody. My name is Matt Sharamonte.
And I'm David Podzadlik.
And this is Matt and Podcast, Episode 1. Did I get the title right?
This time you did.
All right. This was our fourth take. I guess we should tell people why we're telling them that they should listen to us.
We're funny.
Okay.
We're nice guys.
We are. I'm nicer, but...
I guess.
I think before we talk about ourselves more, I want to talk a little bit about the events leading up to tonight, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, I'd say, when did we come up with the idea to do a podcast? Like, it was about...
Like a month ago.
It was about a month and a half ago. We were at a bar, and I had been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I was like...
And I had been drinking a lot of beers.
And I was like, Dave, say...
What?
I was like, Dave, I can't hear you. You sound really, really drunk.
Dude, Matt, I was like, oh no, this, it went more like, dude, Matt, we're so funny, we need to...
We're nice guys.
We're nice guys. We need to have a Twitter account or something, man. And Matt... Matt was like, well, we already have our sketch comedy group. I'm like, no, dude, it's 2011. Sketch comedy was so, like, 2010.
It's true.
You know?
It is on the way out. But what I was thinking while we're having this conversation is I love talking to Dave so much. It's literally my favorite thing to do. And I don't say literally about a lot of things, right?
That's fine. I don't believe you.
But... No, it's my favorite thing. I love having conversations, and I felt guilty that I was hogging all these great conversations to myself. So I wanted to share them with the world. I wanted to share my little Dave with the world. And that's why we're doing Matt and Pod's cast, which is a play on words, right?
It is a play. It's a play on my last name.
Right. And you go by Pods.
So I mean, well, yeah.
Do a lot of people still call you Pods?
I feel like a lot of people from school still do.
Okay.
You know.
Right. So that question wasn't really a winner. But,
there's like a whole clan of Podzadliks.
That's
so
true.
I mean, Matt's rearranging his candles on his dining room table.
They're making noise. I didn't want to ruin the podcast. Go ahead. A lot of Podzadliks.
There's a lot of Podzadliks, and I feel like they all, at one time, me and my three brothers were all called Pods. Mm-hmm. Like that's what everyone called us. And now,
hey, fatty.
hey, Tubbsy.
Yeah, they called you Tubbsy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they called me Tubbsy
when you were Tubbsy.
When I was Tubbsy. Now I'm just fatty.
Yeah, no, but just... it's working for you. You've lost some weight.
Yes, I have.
He's all ladies. Right.
Brooke.
Oh, yeah, Dave has a girlfriend.
Brooke, I've lost some weight.
Brooke, stop calling him Tubbsy, Brooke. Right. She's the one, right? She started that?
Yeah, she started calling me Tubbsy, and that's what attracted me to her. Because any girl that can just berate me.
You know what I think a lot of the listeners are wondering, Dave?
What's that?
That we just said that we came up with this idea a month and a half ago, and what happened in that month and a half?
What happened in that month and a half?
And let me tell you. So every time Dave and I would see each other, I'd be like, Dave, let's do that podcast. And he'd be like, yeah, man. He was always drunk.
You. No, it was more like... yeah, man.
We're hilarious and nice guys. And so we finally, about a week ago, we set a date. We're like, this is what we're, not even a week ago.
It
was 36 hours ago. Me and Dave were talking, and we're like, we're finally going to do this. Sunday night, we're going to record our first podcast, and then Monday night, we're going to do another one, and we're going to bring on a guest. And I'm like, awesome. This was Friday. Today is Monday, right?
Today's Monday.
And if today's Monday, why didn't we record one yesterday? Because Dave has this problem where he just cuts himself off. And, like, I contacted Dave in how many different ways? Eight?
We counted, okay.
I called him.
Okay.
I texted him. I tweeted at you. I sent you a Facebook message.
Called my house phone.
Called your house phone. I mailed you a letter. I
received the letter.
I sent you Morse.
He overnighted me a letter.
I sent you Morse code. I was doing smoke signals in my backyard. All these things go, and it's not like he was that busy or anything. He just ignored it.
It's a problem.
You don't call people back.
I don't call people back. And Matt, I feel like you're bringing it up as if you are the only person this happens to.
I'm sure I'm not, but I'm probably the only one who can confront you on it in front of, you know, our tens of listeners.
Yeah, but I think we're going to get a good following after this episode because all these people are going to hear you call me out on that. And then we'll be like, yeah.
So like, here, so we can find out. So what happened? So I called you four times, right?
Yes.
Four or five times. And you saw me calling, right? Did you look at your phone?
I looked at my phone.
And it said, Matt, call from Matt.
It said, Matt Chiaramonte.
And you knew what it was
about.
And
you know what? It spelled wrong on my phone.
Okay, well, let's not try to get off the subject. You saw my name, and you knew what I was calling about, right?
Yes.
You saw that I tweeted at you.
Yes.
Did you see I wrote on your Facebook wall?
Yes.
Okay. And you got my texts?
Yes.
Okay. And so you see me calling for, let's say, the fourth time.
Okay.
And what goes through your head? Did you not want to do the podcast?
No, I don't think it was that. I don't know.
We're getting deep on our first episode.
We're getting very deep.
Can you stop slamming your beer on the table?
Is it picking it up on the mic?
Yes.
I don't know.
It happens all the time. I just saw you get a phone call, and he looked at his phone, and like I saw it like run through his head, like, oh, should I answer this or not?
And then I looked at Matt, and I was like, oh, I better answer this.
Right, because I'm going to give you shit about
because,
it.
Because, yeah. Well, I mean, but either way, even if I didn't answer it, which I did answer the phone, I mean, you gave me shit both ways. Because if I didn't answer, you'd be like, God, you do this to everybody. But because I did answer, you're like, oh, well, you answer the phone for him, but not for me.
Mm-hmm. And you know? Can I just say that was a great impression of me?
Thank you. I'm working on my impressionists.
You're working on your impressionists?
Yes.
All right.
I'm doing impressions of people who impersonate other people.
You do a lot of like...
Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo.
Will Ferrell.
You do a really good... He does a really good... who's the guy that does...
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald. Who does he do? Burt Reynolds?
No. Yeah. Yeah, he does. I just said him because I couldn't think of anyone he impersonates.
Kevin Pollak does a... He does a good Shatner.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what he's
I have
do.
No reason. I don't know. I feel like at times I want to do stuff and then.
Well, let me say this. I've had this problem for many years now.
Yeah, this is in the beginning. This is like the pinnacle of. I feel like this might be.
You're like at your height of ignoring people.
Height of ignoring people.
All right. When Colin and I, Colin's the other guy that was in our sketch group, would shoot these sketches. We would try to get Dave, and he would just disappear off the map. One time, he disappeared, and I'm not making this up, for 10 months.
Was it? No.
It was 10 months.
It wasn't 10 months.
Go, if you look at our sketches, between, I want to say, Gay Patch and Colin's Problem, there's like a 10-month gap. And people,
really?
And we would call Dave, and we would text him, and we honestly thought that he might have died. And we went to his house, and, like, he wouldn't be there. It was a whole summer we didn't hear from him. An entire summer he was gone, and we didn't shoot anything.
An entire 10-month summer.
No, we had the whole summer, and then the whole school year, and then we shot it that...
The following summer.
That winter. So it was from the beginning of the summer to that end of the... So maybe it was, like, 9 months. Maybe I'm... But either way, we finally... And can I talk about this? We finally...
Yeah.
Okay. I already asked him before, but I thought I'd ask him again. So it's recorded. So we confronted him. And we were like, Dave, like, why do you just ignore us like this? We feel like you enjoy doing this, which you do, right?
I do. I love doing
comedy. We're under the impression that we're friends with you. And then at which point Dave, and I'm going to tell my version of it, and you can tell your version of it. Dave goes on this little monologue, and he tells us really... There's another word to use. It's a really cute story. Where when he ignored us at first, which was just what he was used to doing, when someone calls him, his go-to move is to ignore them. He felt really guilty that he was ignoring us because he considers Colin and I such good friends. And then what happened was since he felt bad for ignoring us, he didn't want to talk to us again because he knew that we'd confront him about not talking to us and he'd be really embarrassed. So his master plan... Was to just continue
never talk
just
to, you
to never
again.
Talk to you again. He's like, I'm never gonna talk to you again because you're such good friends of mine. And is that what you were doing, right?
Well, I mean to a point I was doing
what
that.
Point?
To a certain extent I was doing that. But I did it because I don't know. I'm...
All right. Well, that's not... We'll move past it. Either way, that's why it took so long to get this podcast going. But now we're doing it.
We are doing it.
I tracked you down today.
He did. He caught me at a 7-Eleven.
Yep. And, I snuck up behind him with a marker in my hand, pretending it was a gun, and I said, Dave, get in the car. And he was like, how do you know my name? Burglar? Anyway, let's move on. Let's get into it. I read a news story today.
Okay.
That I think you'll be interested in. And, because it's about comedy, and it's about news. And, okay. Those are the two things that we're doing here, right?
Well, not, I mean, news.
One of those is the things that we're doing. We're not, and really, we don't know if we're doing comedy yet.
We don't know. we're testing the waters.
I feel like there are, like, tens of listeners out there just standing there with, like, stone faces, like.
Tens of listeners.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe, like, 10 listeners?
Yeah, tens. Like, maybe, like 12, maybe. Anyway, so, you're aware with what happened in Japan, right?
No.
Well, I'm not, the earthquake.
Yes.
And we're not going to make, don't worry, like, if people are about to shut this off. We're not making jokes about, I mean, it's a tragedy, you know, thousands of people died. And, but there's a story involving that situation that I wanted to bring up to you. Okay. So, once again, our, you know, our thoughts and Dave's prayers are with the people of Japan. He's more religious than me. But anyway, so Gilbert Gottfried, you familiar with Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah, he played Iago.
He played Iago in Aladdin. And he's better known today as the voice of...
Iago from Aladdin.
But also the Affleck duck.
Is he really?
He's the
Oh my God!
Now, let me tell you, so...
Well, I'm... No, hold on.
All right, like, sit back in the
like,
door.
Seriously,
then.
Like that...
Affleck, that's...
Yeah, that makes so much sense, though.
Okay, well...
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Well, wait. So Gilbert Gottfried, who's a blue comic, who makes jokes, you know, to, you know.
Is he like a Bob Saget? See, because I don't follow Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, but I'll give you an example when, and he does it mostly via Twitter, because who other than Affleck is going to hire Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
Like when Greg Giraldo died, who's a comedian, he was on the roasts.
He was on the roasts.
And he tweeted almost immediately after the news broke, was something like, if Greg Giraldo gets cremated, won't that be the roast of Greg Giraldo or something like that? Which, you know, it's not in good taste or whatever, but, you know, it's a funny joke. Well, he tweeted when this Japan thing happened.
Gilbert Gottfried,
not Greg Giraldo. He's in heaven or hell or wherever.
He's in the ground.
He's in the ground. They dug him up and they gave him a Twitter account. No, Gilbert Gottfried said, he said something, and I'm probably going to get the quote wrong, but I'll get the bulk of the joke right. He said, Japan is so advanced, they don't go to the beach comes to them. Which, I mean, you know, it's a little, you know, off guard. What do you think of that joke? It's a funny joke, but, I mean, you know, it's about a tragedy, and yeah, I can see people getting offended.
I see people getting offended.
Okay.
But so, I feel like, okay, there's more.
There's more. I'm not done with the story yet. All right, so here's what happens. Affleck fires him as the voice of the Affleck duck. Now, here I have two issues with this. One, I wasn't aware that being the voice of the Affleck duck was something that was continuous. Like, I feel like he has one word in all the commercials, right? That he probably recorded once. Maybe, like, two different kinds of Afflecks. Yes. Like, sometimes he's like, Affleck, and sometimes he's like,
Affleck!
Right. Yeah. The second Affleck was Dave. You really nailed that one.
Yeah.
But apparently, because these commercials have been out for, what, like 7 years?
Yeah.
But apparently he's been getting paid continuously as the voice of the Affleck duck, or the word of the Affleck duck, I guess. So they fired him.
Like, per word.
I don't know. He gets paid, but, I mean, he's not the voice. He's just the word. He only has one word that he has to memorize.
Well, but he's still the voice.
But so they fire, him. Affleck donates a lot of money to the Red Cross, and they said something. They said the joke was in good humor, and... Which,
wait, what did they say?
They said it wasn't in good humor.
Oh, I thought you said that it was in good humor.
That's basically what they're saying, that it wasn't funny.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, there's a difference between it not being funny and it being I can understand it being offensive, but I don't think that. Do you think firing that Gilbert Gottfried?
I don't think firing Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, sure as hell doesn't help Japan. I mean,
no. I mean. In the end, I mean, I know it was a bad joke. Like, it can be taken as a bad joke.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was a joke, and he didn't make a. I feel like he did. He didn't make like a very.
And he's a comedian too.
He's a comedian.
I can see if like
if he would have. I feel like
stop banging on the table.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I keep banging on the table, and a few times I've been doing it on purpose because Matt every time waves my hand away. I feel like, you know what I've been seeing a lot? I've been seeing a lot of people make references to Pearl Harbor.
I've seen that too.
About Japan.
Well, let's finish this. I want to talk about that. Let's finish this. Okay. Because,
well, no, I think it relates to that. If he would have made it in the sense of something like that, oh yeah, grounds for firing.
Right. Or yeah, I've seen that like that this earthquake is karma for
Pearl Harbor
or for I saw somebody on Twitter said something like if this earthquake is, you know, God's karma for Pearl Harbor, I don't want to see what happens to us for
Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yeah. Yeah.
But the point is, he's a comedian. They hired him knowing. I mean, if like a politician had said this, or if if like the Pope had said this, like I could understand. Like if I could understand the Pope saying, or I could understand Affleck saying, "Pope, you're no longer the voice of the Affleck Duck. That's it. You crossed the line." What's our Pope's name? The Nazi one.
Palpatine.
Yeah, Palpatine. Pope Palpatine. You're right. I forgot.
Pope Palpatine the first.
Yeah. So. These situations, people deal with them in different ways, and people like I use humor a lot in situations like that. Like I wouldn't have said what Gilbert said.
I wouldn't have said it now. I would have said it 3 years from now.
Yeah, is that the appropriate time? I mean, it was a big earthquake. I don't know how. I think you need like
five years. Okay, I would have said it 5 years from now.
Okay,
you know what? No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
You'd say 3 years?
Because I think people forgot about Katrina within 3 years.
Yeah. I'll tell you who forgot immediately. George W. Bush.
What?
He doesn't care about black people. That's not good.
I'll tell you.
Let's keep it light.
I'll tell you who didn't even know it happened.
Who's that?
FEMA.
No. It's the same joke, basically, but all right. All right, that's
I'm gonna add a laugh track on that.
Okay, you want to do the whole joke again? I can laugh for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Want me to do mine first or?
No, don't. We'll just cut out your joke
because I feel like my joke was. But no, all right.
No, because well,
I can't decide what jokes are good and what jokes are not. I'm not Affleck, you know. Well, should we cut that joke out too? No.
We'll just cut the George Bush joke.
We're gonna make you sound so funny in this, Dave.
I say the fewest words, but I want to sound the funniest.
Okay.
Okay.
So do it. Ready?
Well, you know who didn't even know that Katrina happened?
Who's that, Dave?
FEMA.
Oh! Burn! Is that good? Stop tapping on the table. Is that like your badoomch as you just tap on the table with your fingers?
That's my homemade laugh track.
You know what I think we should do before we too political? We don't want to be a political podcast.
No. A podcast. We don't have to be.
We don't have to. We can be a lot. We don't need to be a lot.
We don't even know what we are.
No, we don't need to be like narrowed down. But I want to talk about is us.
Okay.
That's what people are listening, right? You care about us.
We've been dating for about 6-7 years now.
And as soon as it becomes legal in Illinois, we're getting married.
Which is hoping to happen soon.
Why are we holding hands if it's a podcast? Why is your hand going down my pants if this is a podcast? I'm confused. No one can tell.
Well, I mean, I should know. You don't like to be very public about it, and I feel like if they can't see it, they don't have to know what's happening.
That's true, but I know what's happening, and you know how I feel about hand jobs. They're
handy.
They make an ass of you and me. I don't know what that means. We'll cut that one out too. No, but all right. So Dave, how long have we known each other?
Since grade school.
Yeah.
Because we were in Cub Scouts together.
Dave and I were in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts together.
Yes.
So that would be from about first or second grade until high school. And when were you
first... 16 years.
16 years. When were you first molested by a Boy Scout leader? Or a Cub Scout leader?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay, mine happened... I think I was a wee below... It was Mr. Podsy Adlick. No, I'm kidding. I'm a big fan of Dave and his dad. I said that because as soon as you mentioned Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, that's the first thing that popped into people's minds, and I just wanted to get out of there.
I don't think molestation. I feel like the first thing that popped into people's mind is the ban on gay leaders.
You think that's the first thing that pops into people's mind? I think the first thing that pops into people's mind is Alec Baldwin rubbing lotion on, or making Adam Sandler rub lotion on him in the Canteen Boy sketch.
The only thing when I think of molestation, the first thing I think of is priests.
Okay, yeah.
I think of priests over Boy Scouts.
If you guys, when you turn on this podcast, are like, I bet you they don't talk about molestation, you are wrong.
I didn't think it was going to take this turn to tell you the truth.
I was just making a little joke, but
no, it's okay.
Yeah, okay, so we went through that together. I have a story about the two of us. We were probably freshmen in high school. We were in the Boy Scouts, and we went on summer camp. And I think this is a good story about...
Is this Loud Thunder? Or is this one of those? Okay.
And this is a good story about Dave and I's relationship. So we did the survival merit badge. You remember this?
Yeah, I do.
And what you had to do is, it was me and Dave and two other guys, Louis Menigan and...
Andy Stevens.
And there, three of them were just disgustingly overweight, I'd say, right?
Yes.
And I was much skinnier than I am now.
Yeah, you were.
I was tiny.
You were tiny all through Boy Scouts.
I packed them on a little later.
Yeah. You're obese now.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I'm
compared to
I'm
what
no,
you were.
I'm no Andy Stevens. I'm just kidding, Andy, if you're listening. I'm sure he looks good. But anyway, so it was me and... What I'm saying is me and I was tiny and it was these three big guys. And we had to build...
We had to build like a...
A tent of like out of sticks.
Like a living situation. Like a hut.
A hut out of sticks and leaves. And you had to stay there for the night. So we build this, what we think is this awesome like dome, like around this tree that we can all kind of like lay in the middle of, lay around the tree and we're covered. And so, you know, we work on it all day.
All day. And well, I think one of the highlights of it is that... We didn't know that we were doing this throughout the whole week. We took this Wilderness Survival Merit Badge, and we're so excited because, I don't know, we were so excited to just do something rugged and outdoorsy, like, you know, build our own living situation and, mm-hmm. you know, do it overnight.
I just wanted to look skinny.
And Matt just wanted to look skinny and so work in the woods without a shirt on.
So we learned throughout the week, we learned all kinds of wilderness survival things. Yeah. And one of the things we learned is that the warmest place in your body is your crotch. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you're really cold at night, if you're, you know, out in the woods like we were, you put your hands down your pants and that'll help keep you warm. Okay, that's a really important part of the story. So we build this whole thing, we build a fire, we eat.
And mind you, we're in the middle of the woods, in the middle of like not cleared out woods, like in the middle of, you know, overgrowth and like plants and weeds and different kinds of plants and stuff.
So we lay down there, and this is, this probably doesn't look good for the whole gays in the military, or in the Boy Scouts.
Don't ask, don't tell.
But we slept kind of like... with each other's guts as each other's pillows, like in a circle.
Yeah,
around
we
tree.
Circled around the tree together.
So I was great, like, because I had these three huge guys as like pillows. But so we sleep, and it's, you know, it's a cold night, and we have, you know, we have our hands down our pants, and we wake up the next day, and, you know, we're like so proud of ourselves that we did this, and then we notice that we all start to itch.
I mean, at first we thought it was okay, because normally guys are constantly, you know, scratching their groin.
Right.
I mean, that's just
And none of us were telling it to each other that all of our balls itch. And it turns out that we had set up our awesome dome
hut
over a patch of poison ivy.
And all the wood and supplies that we used to build the dome was just covered in poison ivy.
Which you think that would have been something that was covered in the wilderness, like avoid poison ivy, but we missed that. So that wouldn't have been too bad. We probably would have had a little on our faces, but we were mostly sleeping on each other.
Yes.
Except for the part where we all put our hands down our pants, and thus all four of us ended up with
poison ivy. But the worst part about
on our balls and ivy.
Balls and ivy. Okay. The worst part about that. No, this was in eighth grade.
Okay.
Because it was the summer between seventh and eighth grade.
Okay.
Because I remember because I was in marching band. Okay. For my middle school.
So just again, to recap, ladies, marching band and Boy Scouts.
we were probably the top of our class when it came to being cool.
Yeah.
Man, just give them back. Yeah. But So we go back.
I literally could not keep the cheerleaders off of me because they were beating me up.
I just couldn't keep the wrestling team off me.
Yeah, because they were making out with me.
Yeah. So I go back. Okay, my body, not only are my balls covered in poison ivy, I mean, my entire body is just like a layer of, like, imagine, if you've ever, I don't know if you probably, if you've ever had it, you only really know what getting poison ivy is until you've had it, unless you've seen it firsthand.
Are you talking to me, or, because you're staring at the microphone? You're talking to the listeners.
I'm talking to the listeners. All right. Talking to the listeners. What happens to poison ivy begins out as just like a normal red rash, which, I mean, all of us have had a rash, you know, either on our ass or on our balls at some point in our life. But this, it forms from the rash, it blisters. So the entire, at least for me, the entire red area blistered into like these pus-filled sacks.
Like you had sacks on top of your sacks.
I had sacks on my sacks, on my sacks. Okay? And actually, not my saxophone.
I was going to say, I actually played the sax.
I did too.
Well, there you go.
See?
So
we learn something new about each other.
Babies. Can that be our catchphrase whenever we say something that's incredibly unattractive about ourselves? Ladies. We're just shouting out to the ladies.
And I'll just, Brooke.
Nah, can we just, I think, can your personality on the podcast be single? Is that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Because I think that it works better.
Back to rash blisters and balls.
So I'm talking about girls and get back to sack blisters.
We
and one more thing, Dave. If we start a band, I'm going to demand that it be called
Sack Blisters. But it's just S-A-K, because we have to be. We can't spell it right. It's
right.
Like Sack Blisters, like we're cool and indie.
Right, which we are.
Which we are.
I mean, we were in Boy Scouts in the band. And
well, I mean, we have to test our indie-ness with Colin. He'll have to decide how indie we are.
He is our token hipster.
Token hipster.
We'll bring him. He'll be on the podcast at some point.
Well, we'll see about that.
I think we should bring him on.
I mean, yeah, that's what you think, but we'll discuss it.
My name's actually
post-recording.
Mine's actually first billed in the name of our podcast, so I think I make more decisions.
Well, my name is in the pod's cast.
Yeah, so like, if I wanted to get rid of you, I just have to lose an S, and it's the Matt podcast. Like, you're pretty expendable.
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to talk? Did you really want to talk more about
your blisters?
I really
wanted to talk about my sack blisters.
Are you sure you don't want to move on to a new topic?
No, can I talk about the sack blisters?
Talk about the sack. I'm going to go get a beer.
My, gonna talk about sack blisters. My entire body was covered in these sack blisters. Okay. And I can't even talk as Matt leaves. I get stage fright. No, I had all these sack blisters, but they were all, my entire body was covered in these sack blisters, and I would have to march outside in literally like these canvas marching band uniforms.
You want a Smithix or an Amstel?
I'll take a Smithix. 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 And, I got it.
Okay. You know, really, I feel like everybody's really bored.
Yes. I'm sorry. I tried to talk in the podcast.
All right. Let me just ask you, like, does this ending of the sack blisters have a big payoff?
Punchline?
Is there a big payoff in the end?
No.
Because
I just wanted to talk about the horrible, it just burned.
Okay. Good.
It burned.
Here's something that we found out about together about comedy, Dave and I. when we were filming these sketches, Dave comes out with a lot of great ideas, but he always just gets as far as, like, one step ahead of him, right?
Yes.
So you'll be like, I have this great idea for a sketch, and I'm going to make one up, but it'll be similar to something that you'd come up with. Be like, all right, what if, like, the three of us, you know, could only, you know, talk with, or what if the three of us were gay, but none of the rest of us knew we were gay? And I'd be like, okay, yeah, like, all right, so then what happens? I don't know, but, like, just, like, the three of us, like, we're all gay, right? So we all, like, want to do each other, but we can't because we don't know that the other people are gay. And I'm like, at the end, you know, do we find out and do each other? I don't know. So
I had this other great idea, and I'll just move on to
other
ideas.
Yeah, then
you
just move right on. So, and sometimes we'd use one of them, but most of the times we'd be like, Dave, why don't you just do what you do? Which is...
Nothing.
No, physical comedy.
Yes.
Which is why we're doing a podcast. Because Dave, I mean, I was making fun of him, but it really is an incredible physical comedian.
I...
Did that come off like an insult?
No, that was part of like, I'm a physical comedian, I couldn't talk. That was like a joke.
You were making a
contextual joke.
Cerebral comedian, is it?
Subconscious.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. So you bought a car today, Dave, correct?
No, I bought a car yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday? Is that when we filmed our first?
When we were supposed to film our first.
We recorded our first podcast?
Record. Yeah, we're not filming anything.
Yeah. They're new. All right, go ahead. What kind of car is it?
A 1996 Buick Skylark. 72,000 miles. Ugly ass green.
Wait, hold on. Ladies!
Ugly ass green, the name of which I bestowed upon her, the Green Bomber.
The Green Bomber?
Because lately I've kind of been wanting... I've been on a pilot kick lately. I saw The Aviator with Leo DiCaprio for the first time.
Yeah.
You didn't like it? I loved it.
The one where he plays John Hughes, or no?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes. He doesn't play the guy who made Breakfast Club? No?
No. Okay. That's The Breakfast Club.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I get those confused. So you saw The Breakfast Club?
I saw
You saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off, yes. You saw Howard Hughes' movie, The Aviator.
Aviator.
He's like, really, he has all these kind of like weird
OCDs. He has OCD.
Literally just banging your beer on the table.
Because I can't stand not moving or like getting up and like telling my story standing up waving my arms.
But no one can see you except for me right now, and you look like an idiot. All right, so you saw The Aviator, so now
yeah,
you
and I really I've been on a pilot kick. You know me. One of my big, other than not being able to finish an idea that I have, I get on these kicks when I see a movie. I want to become what that movie's all mm-hmm. about.
It was really weird when he saw Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Kept trying to get an abortion.
And I saw, after I saw Brokeback Mountain.
He really wanted to go camping. He wanted to go camping
again.
Yeah. What else? What other movies
after
did you see?
After I saw Battle LA.
Oh my God.
I wanted to.
We're going to talk about that next. We're going to talk about Battlefield.
No, we can't talk about it. I want to see it before we talk about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about it a little bit because it's just sitting on me. So tell us about your car first. We're going to get to that next, though. So you got a new car. It's a B-52.
We can move on to the next subject. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I like to have a beginning and an end. Unlike you with comedy, I like to have a beginning and an end in these kind of things.
No, I've been on.
You haven't had a car in a while.
I had a car. I had the Blue Demon, which was my 1994 Chevy Corsica. I had that in high school, and I went away to college in 2006. And my mom calls me one day, and she's like, David, where's your registration for your car? I'm like, in the glove compartment. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, why do you need my registration for the Blue Demon? Because I couldn't have a car at school, so I left it at home. She's like, oh, well, we're donating it.
Donating it?
My first car. Like,
they weren't even selling it. They were just
donating it.
To who? Like,
I don't know. Jews for Jesus?
Jews for Jesus accept cars or donations?
Either that or Cars for Kids.
Is Jews for Jesus I think that's just a religion. I don't think they're a charity.
No, I think it's a non-profit organization.
It's a charity? Like, they accept donations. I guess everybody accepts donations.
Yeah.
Including Jews. Matt and Podscast is accepting donations. Mail them to me because Dave won't get back to you.
No, I won't. I'll just take the money and run.
Is it clear whose voice is whose? Should we have made that?
I think I have a nasally voice.
I have a weird voice. I don't know why I'm doing
this. You have a distinctive voice from mine.
You can say weird. I won't get offended.
You have a weird voice.
But I'm just saying.
You have a very soft-spoken voice.
Is it sultry, you think?
What do you mean by, I don't know.
I mean, ladies. That's going to catch on.
Yeah, I know. But what do you mean by sultry? Like
if you hear it, you get like that special feeling inside you. The hair stand up on the back of your neck.
Or at the base of my...
On the base of your...
My feet.
The base of your feet. I was going to say your pus and...
On the base of my sack blisters.
Your sack blisters. Couldn't think of sack blisters. And it's the name of her band. Anyway.
My mom got rid of my car while I was away.
Moms.
I'm sorry. I'm very upset. It makes me very upset.
I had a similar thing happen to me.
And I... Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
But I've had... No car since then.
Okay. Yeah. Until
I've had no car since then.
Until yesterday.
Which, you know, I guess My family, we just love 90s cars. So I bought, like I said, bought the 1996, the Green Bomber. Mm-hmm. I've been on a pilot kick lately. And by naming it the Green Bomber, it's like flying like an old like B-52 bomber in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you said that before, I thought that you meant it was like riding like an old member of the B-52s, which I thought was weird. They're a band. They're women. It's all right.
Women?
Yeah, it's
all right. In a band?
See,
we probably shouldn't get sexist yet. Let's let out my sexist side in another podcast.
Yeah, episode 2 would be called Dave's Sexism. can I talk about Battlefield LA? Or do I
talk about it.
All right. So I saw this movie, ladies and gentlemen, called Battlefield Los Angeles. And I'm sure you may have seen it or seen the previews. In the preview, it looks really cool. You've seen the preview?
Yes, it does.
It looks like an awesome movie. Like, L.A. is blowing up. Aaron Eckhart's in it.
I was just about to say Aaron Eckhart.
Two-Face. Thank you. And
Thank you for smoking.
Thank you for smoking. He's great. Love Aaron Eckhart. I see the movie, and I'm gonna be gentle. It's the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. How'd that come up?
I gotta see it.
Okay.
Because I've seen some bad movies.
Okay, but...
Like, I've seen a lot of
bad movies. Let me try to explain a little bit for people who are thinking about seeing it, because they're like, that preview looks awesome. Imagine if you took the movie Transformers, which I know isn't, you know, a great movie.
I love Transformers.
It's a fun movie, though. You know, you're in it. You're paying attention the whole time. It looks amazing. Like, it's Transformers. It's awesome.
Megan Fox
is in it. Imagine if you took that movie, Transformers.
Yeah.
You took away the scenes where the Transformers are talking. You took away the scenes where the Decepticons are talking. Mm-hmm. You took away the whole Shia LaBeouf Megan Fox storyline. You took away, mm-hmm. you know, everything else, and the whole movie just followed Josh Duhamel. He was the army guy in Transformers, and it just followed him and his story through the entire movie. That's what Battlefield LA is. It literally is one plot. Aaron Eckhart and his 9 guys and the angry Mexican chick from Lost. just walking through the streets of LA, fighting these aliens, right?
Michelle Rodriguez,
thank you. And like, there's no other. There's a few times they cut to like a news report, so you have some kind of idea of what's going on.
Uh huh.
So you can find out who the alien. But
so what?
There's no like. Remember in Independence Day, there's no like president. There's no like military kind of stuff. It's just these four. They're in the Marines, and they're just walking through LA on this one mission. Mm-hmm. They have to move some people out of this one area, and then they end up, you know, taking it on themselves. And these aliens that they're fighting, which are the dumbest alien design I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. They're like jellyfish, kind of.
I heard they were like I read Ebert's review.
Yeah, posted which Josh was well. He gave it like half a star, and it was really bad. But they're these like jellyfish, and they have like a gun attached to one of their tentacles, I guess. It's just a regular gun. Like, it's not like a space gun.
It's like a machine gun.
Yeah, it's like a machine gun.
It's like having an AK like on your arm.
But the best part about these dumb aliens, and then, like, I'll give you, like, it looks cool, and you know, I mean, every, you know, action movie like looks cool, but there's just these 15-minute breaks where people are just talking, and it's the worst dialogue. It's written by a 3-year-old. The whole movie is no good. There's not even any good one-liners, which is the reason I see action.
That
movies.
Sucks. I mean, like, I know I haven't seen it yet, and I know you're in the middle of your rant on this, but I gotta, and I don't mean rant in a bad way,
no,
because I love rantings on movies, mm-hmm. and it sucks because I am I'm a huge fan of terrible action movies.
Yeah.
Where there's, most of the time, I mean, there's really, like, no sensical plot, but there is a plot. And it's usually just, like sweet, like, lines, like, you know, I just kicked your ass, or, like, you know, something sweet.
Well, better than that, but yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, but, and even, like Independence Day, which is a classic, aliens are coming, we need to attack them.
Yeah.
Like, you have the Will Smith character, who's gonna have the awesome one-liners, mm-hmm. and he's gonna save the day. That'd be, like, the Aaron Eckhart equivalent. But then you also have his wife. Remember, she's off with the first lady, and they're, like, on the street with the people. And then you have the president, and he's, mm-hmm. you know, with his
like, the cabinet?
His cabinet and the girl. She was, like, his chief of staff or vice president.
And then Jeff Goldblum.
And then you have the Jeff Goldblum, the science. So you have all these things going on. And while, you know, Independence Day is just, you know, an action movie, like, it was developed. There was these characters that you care about. I don't give a shit about one single person in that movie. When people died, and people die in it. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I guess I don't have to remember the one line of character information they gave me about him. Like, he's getting married, or, you know, like,
he has a son.
Or, yeah, like, God, it was horrible. Or, no, one of them, honestly, was, she doesn't have any kids. Like, there's this lady in it, and her one line of dialogue is she goes to Aaron Eckhart, and she's like, do you have any kids? She's watching her sister's kids, and they're there. And she's like, Aaron Eckhart, do you have any kids? And he's like, no. Well, she doesn't call him Aaron Eckhart. She's like, Aaron Eckhart, do you have any kids? And he's like, no, I don't. And she's like, how about you? And she's like, no, I always thought that was a bad thing. But now, I guess not. And I was like, really? Like, no.
Wait, why would she want to have kids?
Well, she always thought that she wanted to have kids, you know, just as a human being. But now that these weird jellyfish are attacking. And that was the thing. All right, let me get back to this. The jellyfish are attacking. And there's, like, you don't know why until they cut to... A video, like a news report where a scientist is talking.
Okay.
And he says, and I don't even know how they got this information. It was like 10 minutes after the attack. And they're like, they're here because they want water. And they want to destroy the whole human race. Because he knows, like, alien attacks. Because when aliens attack, they need to clear out all the people off the Earth before they can take the water. Now, first of all, they crash into the water and then come on land and start blowing people up. Like, you could crash in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, take all the water and leave, and no one would really notice. We'd die off eventually, but you wouldn't have to, like...
No, I don't think we'd die off. Because if they're taking the salt water...
Okay, but anyway, so they want the water.
So there's, like, no...
But I'm like... Then he says, the reason they came here is because we're the only planet in the universe that has liquid water. And I'm like, okay, first of all, no idea if that's true or not. We're probably not. It's a big universe.
Yeah.
Even if we are we saying that these people know, these aliens, these jellyfish, know how to travel across the universe, but they don't know how to thaw ice? Like, is that really the argument? I feel like they made the whole movie. Like, somebody turned in the 9-page script and was like, here you go. Try and get Aaron Eckhart.
So people put millions of dollars into things like that.
And they're like, and someone's like, oh, this looks bad, but we're going to shoot it anyway. So they start shooting it. And I feel like as soon as they start shooting it, like, there's one, like, nerd in the back of the, like, the room where they're discussing it, like, puts his hand up and is like, hey, why are the aliens coming? and like, the producer or whatever was just standing there and was like, water? And then, like, that's what they went with. Like, I feel like it was, like, the last minute addition when they realized they never came up
with it. They were having a brainstorming session.
They're just like,
after they got the script, they're like, water?
Water, I guess? It was bad. And I don't hate a lot of people. Right? I don't think I hate a lot of people. No. I hate the writer of this movie.
We should find out who it is. Like, and we should write them a letter.
I don't think he can read. Or she. You know, either way.
Well, no, because you said that you thought it was... You thought it was like a 9-year-old.
Right? If it's actually a 9-year-old, then yes, I would give them props for, you know... Because I mean, some things, and I don't know how to get
that. How would it be? But how sweet would it be if you were a 9-year-old and you wrote just a crazy, action-packed alien movie and it got made?
That would be crazy as a 9-year-old. I was too busy getting molested by my Boy Scout leader. And the Weebelows.
The Weebelows?
So I saw it and I almost walked out like 4 times. Went to the bathroom once. Just because I was bored. Like, I needed to do something.
You're sitting there, you're like, oh.
Because there'd be like these 10-minute action sequences and then just like 15 minutes of them just walking around talking to each other with really bad dialogue. Like, hey man, you were like John Wayne in there. And then somebody, he'd be like, and Aaron Eckhart would be like, thanks. And then somebody else would be like, who's John Wayne? And then everyone was like, oh, kid. And it was like,
that's the reference. It's just like, oh, you're a kid. You wouldn't know John Wayne.
But it was like, I mean, he was in the military. And even if he doesn't know who John Wayne is, first of all, it's a stupid line. It's not even a good joke. Like, I mean, they probably could have written a better John Wayne joke.
Yeah.
But I was like, and if you're in the Marines, you've probably heard of John Wayne at least, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
But then again, if you were aliens, you probably know how to thaw water. So, or thaw ice. What do you think? Should we wrap this up? Do you have something else you want to talk about?
No. Do you want to wrap it up? Do you want to take a break and come back to it?
Well, I don't know. How many people have stopped listening? Do you think we lost them all during that car story? I'm just kidding.
Probably.
I think it was when sack blisters.
No, it was when I was talking about the sack blisters.
All right, if you stop listening after sack blisters, raise your hand. That won't work. Dave's raising his hand. You haven't been paying attention. Yeah, well, we can, we can stop this.
This is a trial run.
But here's what's important. We want people, after you listen to this, we want to get feedback. And if you can be like, you know, I really liked it, I really hated it, you know, Matt talked too much, Dave kept tapping on the table like an idiot, and it really ruined the audio.
Dave, when he would talk, he just wouldn't make sense and just end.
Yeah, I barfed once when Dave was talking about sack blisters. Any of these things, or, you know, it was hilarious. You guys should talk more about the news, or you guys should talk more about your personal lives, or you guys should talk more about how bad Battlefield Los Angeles was.
Either way, I mean, I feel like we're open to anything.
Yeah, so we really want to get some feedback so we can
make this fun. We're looking to have some fun and just kind of just sit here and just give you something to listen to.
And the other thing we want to say is we're going to have guests on, too. Not, like, famous people, but just people we know, people that we think are funny. People who are famous to us. I think we're going to have Josh DeYoung on here tomorrow.
Yes.
Or the next podcast.
The next podcast.
He's a really funny guy. He talks a lot about sports. So we're going to set up a Twitter for so you can send in questions if you want us to talk about something. If you have sports questions, you want to talk about like the March Madness or something, you know, Josh will talk about that. He loves that
kind of shit. I really don't know anything about sports.
But
except for baseball.
But, you know, Josh makes it he makes it fun.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, we like him. Colin will be on here. I think we're going to get your brother on here at some point.
Yeah, I want to get Dominic. We're going to have Matt's mom on here.
My mom is going to come on here. It's just a weird sentence that I never thought I'd say. That was dirty, Matt.
Like on the show or on,
my mom's
or gonna, on your iPad?
My mom's going to come on here. Right? I hope she doesn't listen to this one.
Yeah, we're gonna cut that out.
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we... and if any of you listeners are like, hey, I want to go on there, I bet you... I'd have fun, because I imagine anyone who's listening to us this first episode, I mean, provided we don't get famous later, is probably a friend of ours. So,
yeah. Contact us, Facebook, Twitter.
We're going to make a Twitter. We don't know what it's going to be called yet.
I think it's just going to be called Matt and Podscast.
If that's open, it'll be called Matt and Podscast. And I think we should make P-O-D-S capitalized. No?
No, it's just Matt and Podscast.
No, but you don't think the pods should be...
You want to do that? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. He's making it right now, so if that's available, you can follow us at Matt and Podscast, or contact either of us on Facebook or our own Twitter. Yours is... What's your Twitter?
Mine's David Pods.
At David Pods, and I am at Matt Cherimonte. That's with, I don't know, a lot of different letters that I don't feel like spelling right now. Let's see. How should we end? And if you guys have ideas for, like... format or how you think we should end a podcast, that would be great.
Yeah, tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
Tweet us. Do you tweet at someone or do you just tweet someone?
No, I think you tweet at somebody.
That sounds weird.
I like tweeting at people.
You know what? I hate that unfriend is a word now.
Is it really?
Well, I mean, not like a word in the sense like it's in a dictionary, but I mean, it's in the vernacular. Or no, let me tell you something. Tell them just how serious my face got.
Really serious.
Okay.
The most serious I've seen it all night.
I hate, more than I hate Battlefield Los Angeles, I hate how the word like has, like, changed, like, because of Facebook. Like, how you used to like...
I like that.
You used to like something, like, as a passive thing. Like, you would just, like, I like Dave's glasses. Now, but now it's like an active, like, it means like to click like. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I, like, if you were to put a picture of your glasses, I would be like, I like.
I like those glasses.
I like that picture of your glasses. But you don't actually like it, you just have clicked. And I feel like that. And it, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten so serious about that.
We're going to come back to the liking on the next podcast. No, we're definitely going to have I think we should have a full conversation about liking.
About Facebook.
And hashtags.
About hashtags? I love hashtags.
Internet.
You know what my favorite hashtag was?
What?
It happened on Ash Wednesday, and it was hashtag.
You said Ash Wednesday.
Hashtag. I said hashtag.
Oh.
Or should I say hashtag four more times? You take the H away.
Or just Hash Wednesday, and people...
Yeah, that's good, too. Well,
the next time we'll probably... I think we're going to do some drugs. Before we do our next podcast.
Yep.
Podcast. And it'll be much more interesting. We're going to talk about the deaths of the heroin overdoses in Dyer. I don't know if you heard about those.
I didn't hear about those. We could talk is it a long thing? Can we talk about it now?
We can talk about it now.
But yeah, well, this will be, I promise this will be less than an hour long.
This will be extra.
This will be something you can listen to, like, while you're, like, studying, or, like, you're in the car, you can just plug your iPod in, you can, Dave's making a masturbation signal right now. I don't know if that means you can masturbate to my sultry voice.
Ladies!
And, yeah, so.
Heroin and Dyer. Dyer, Indiana. Look it up on the map.
Oh, don't. It's a horrible place.
It's a tiny, tiny place.
That's what we're going to get into later, how much I hate Indiana.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but go ahead.
There's no reason. Okay.
All right, so there's heroin. There's no reason to hate Indiana anyway about their heroin.
Okay. There were two heroin-related cases in Dyer. One, I believe a student died of a heroin overdose at Lake Central High School. I have to check my facts. But also, there was a heroin overdose where the guy lived, but it was still like an overdose, behind my house.
The house you live in now?
The house I live in now in Dyer. Like, two houses, like, behind my house in the back.
So, that's our podcast. Dave's laughing because we just had to cut something out for privacy reasons. And I just looked at him and kind of cut him off for a second and took a deep breath and said, so that's our podcast. And I don't know if that's going to blend together at all.
Hey, we really like you guys. Thanks for listening. Please give us feedback.
Yeah.
I want to know how bad I suck. I want to know how bad it is.
I actually know how bad you suck. I can just tell you as soon as this ends, I'll tell you all about how bad you suck.
We want to know more. We want to get better. This is something that we've been talking about doing for a while now. Right. We want to get better at it.
I'm probably never going to get a hold of Dave again, so this might be our only one.
This might be the last.
But you guys can help me now. So you guys tweet at Dave or at our new Twitter account, Matt and Podcast, and you tell Dave, like, hey, return Matt's phone calls. Listen to him. All right, thanks for listening. We might try to put some music in here or something at some point. If you guys have bands you want to suggest, do that too. Thanks for listening. This has been
Matt and Podcast with David Podziedlik
and Matt Sharamonte. Good night
and good luck,
ladies.